Come on, hello.
Yo, watching Atlanta Housewives, man.
Did that bother you?
I love that.
Because I gotta tell you, man, I actually watch it with my wife. You get hooked on it after a while, man. You know, you like that ratchetness. You know, what can I say? 1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. He is a procrastinator. We cannot get anywhere on time ever.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. In my house, it's the opposite.
See, you know, it takes my wife 30 minutes to get dressed.
Right.
Yeah.
Me, 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, because you wear the same clothes.
Yeah,
you have a uniform.
On the jeans and a shirt. I'm ready to go.
Too short.
You know, shook him. I'm ready, and I'm in my underwear. She's like, you're not even dressed. I said, I'll beat you to the car.
Right?
What are you talking about here? 1-877 Par Show. Good morning.
Hey, this is Aaron from Dayton.
Ma'am.
Hey, my husband does not clean up after himself whatsoever.
Why do you think he married you? What's your job?
I hate it. Is it so hard for you so close to the hamper? Can you just put your boxer shorts actually in it?
I'm sorry. What is your job? What are you there for?
I mean, restaurant
is you know your place, girl.
Uh-huh. It's just don't you hate it when they put the dishes in the sink? Sir, you're right next to the dishwasher.
Are you
kidding?
This is the Stonefish Lounge on K Street.
You don't leave a cup on the table.
Girl.
I'm not your maid.
You know you're supposed to pick that up. You know better.
All right. Thank you so much.
It drives me insane. I'm with you on that.
Good morning. Hello. What is the annoying thing your man or your woman does?
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. My husband's the biggest hypochondriac.
I am
really
too.
Russ is too.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He complains about everything. Everything is always hurting. Everything always makes him feel bad. He has to go to the hospital, and he's rubbing it off on my kids.
Yeah, you know what? I rub off on my daughter. Mm. But you know what? The problem is that we watch too many of these doctor shows, and the internet. If you go online and you look up your issue,
oh, you think you're dying.
It lists the worst part of stuff first.
You think you're dead.
Yes, you're about dead right now. But I trip out. I mean, I've been sick for like a whole month and almost a half.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking there's got to be something more going on with me.
Well, what's going on with you is you don't sit down.
Is that
you were out
is?
Again last night. You don't sit your ass
true.
Down.
How about you shut up? How about that?
Tweet, tweet. Right.
Yankatooth says when he becomes the driver from the passenger seat, hashtag buckle up and just ride. Sweet Tyra says, most annoying thing is he will leave the same sock on the floor and never pick it up, ever. Not trying to be rude, says, love him to death, but when he doesn't put stuff back where it goes, I hate that.
You know what my wife hates?
What?
It's like when she's driving, I'll look into the
side mirror,
and she always catches me. I'll drive.
Yeah. What do you think she does when you're not there? I always tell my husband, I've been doing this so long. Really? What do you think I do when you're not in the car?
What is that annoying thing? Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. Paul from D.C. Since Tracy took the time thing and somebody else took the whole little being on time, cleaning this thing, I'm going to say, how about when women go to fast food restaurants and don't know what the hell they want? I mean, it's McDonald's. The menu don't think.
Oh, my God.
It's the same nugget you get every time.
They go to a restaurant and want to substitute every day of things, you know?
How does that taste? How are they supposed to tell you how it tastes?
Right. It's French fries.
What is that?
I don't know. You tell us.
Is that good?
Right.
They're going to lie.
But I do too. I do that at restaurants.
God.
Because they might know. They might have a favorite.
At Nikki Nicole on Twitter says, he waits until I'm on the phone and walks past and farts really loud.
What did you marry, a 12-year-old?
That's funny, though.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
All right, wait, so you get on the phone and want to ask you questions.
Yes. Like, why?
And
you had all day.
Up her finger, like, can you hold on a minute?
Right.
Talk to my sister. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. What's that annoying thing?
My boyfriend, it just seemed like if he is in his feelings at any point in time and has any problem, he will not talk about it. Like, I feel like one day he's going to spaz out and he's going to be on Dr. Phil.
That's most men, though.
He bottles it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I hate, Russ? When you come out of the shower, number one, can you not just dry off in the shower? You have to leave a wet spot all the way to the bathroom.
That's not our thing.
No, you don't just dry off in the shower. I don't want to step in your wet spot.
We come up out of there.
Yeah, I don't want to be
that. That's why you put a towel down or something. Yeah.
There is it, but it's wet. Now the rug is wet because you got out of the shower.
Robert air dries. He runs around the forest.
Oh, well, yeah. He just shakes it real hard. He can shake so hard.
This is
sad. It's true.
This is
sad. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Don P from PG.
Yeah.
What my girl really does, which is really annoying, is that every time we break up, she tries to threaten me with child support, but every time we get back together, she takes it back.
Well, y'all need to work that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Leo season says, I hate when my wife calls me 100 times and I'm at work, I'm busy, leave a message, and she don't want nothing. I hate that.
What you doing?
Yeah, but here's the thing. If we don't answer, you're going to keep calling. And then when we finally answer, like, what? Hey.
What's that annoying thing? Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, God, you took too long. I had to go. What's that annoying thing? Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. The only thing I would say is my boyfriend, every time he just fought anywhere. He don't care where we are. He will fight.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Oh, no.
You got to get that worked out.
Sound like a couple people I know here.
You guys got to start eating better. Killers. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. I want to agree with Alfreda's on the leaving the wet spot, but the thing my boyfriend does that drives me crazy is he can never replace the empty toilet paper roll. He'll sit it on top.
Oh, my God.
Why not just take off the empty one and throw it away?
Do you not know how it works?
Hey, look, I'm with you on that. If there's one sheet left, we are not changing it.
Like, what's wrong with y'all?
We'll even take off.
We'll unroll the cardboard and use that if we can.
You're so dumb.
Why?
Oh, I'm so with you on that. It drives me crazy. I've told my husband, you know what I try to do? I said, I'm going to start hiding a tissue. And then you have to learn.
That too. He hates, it don't work.
Soup says he hates it when his girl Negro lips the joint.
It don't
work. Huh? What is your girl lips?
What is that?
I don't even know.
Something about getting wet on the end.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Russ?
Yeah, what's happening, man? It's
new to me.
What's that annoying thing, man?
She likes to correct people's English.
Oh. She's one of those.
So she gets you all the time?
Got you.
Yeah.
No. No,
yes, she does.
Yes, she do.
Yes, she
you can't
does.
Even argue with her.
I know you want to say, I've got to go now, Russ. It's all right. They be funny in the morning.
Go ahead and run north.